Scientists have been trying to crack the code of animal communication for years. But what if there's a shortcut? Sonia Fitzpatrick says she's been able to speak with animals telepathically ever since she was a child. Friends discovered her ability, and before long she had a full-time business talking to animals. Today, she has a hit show on the Animal Planet channel called The Pet Psychic. Fitzpatrick is also the author of a book called What the Animals Tell Me. We wanted to spend some time with Fitzpatrick and see whether she really is a modern-day Dr. Doolittle. So we brought in a couple of pet owners. Veronica Rickert, co-owner of a dog named Lucy, and, by the way, a producer here on To the Best of Our Knowledge, and Tim Harmston. His cat, Pete, died about a year ago. And Strange Champ sent Fitzpatrick pictures of Lucy and Pete for the readings.
Well, we have two pet owners with us today. Tim Harmston and Veronica Rickert are both here.
Hello.
Hello.
And if you're ready to do a reading, I would just love to hear what you might be able to pick up about their pets.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I've got pictures here of Pete. When did you move, Pete? When did you have a move with your cat? Your cat had a move?
It was in the spring of 2001. I would say probably the last week in April or so of 2001.
Okay, because he's here and he's telling me that you had a move with him. And was there some sadness around you with him, with Pete?
Well, Pete had some...
Because were you going through some sadness at the time?
I was, yes.
Yeah, because he's telling me that you were going through some sadness, and that made him sad too. He said that the worst time of living with you was when you were sad, but you were a comfort to him, and he was a comfort to you.
That sounds very, very true, because that's why we moved, is because I was really sad and needed a change in my life, and I went through a rough period, and Pete was sort of my companion through it all.
Yeah, and he said that you were very close.
Yeah.
And he says he's often with you now. And he said things have changed a lot now since then. So how long was it since he passed over?
Pete passed on in June, I think it was June 18th of 2001.
Okay, because he said that he's with you now. And are you thinking of another move, or you have moved again?
I am very mobile, and I often think about moving to New York or Los Angeles, and I always seem to mull it over, and I never can make a decision, but I think about it constantly.
Because he said that wherever you go, he's going to be with you, and you had a very special relationship with this cat. You know that, don't you?
I do.
And you are very connected. And sometimes there are animals we love. I always say to people, we love them as much in different ways. You know, we just love them differently. But this cat and you were tremendously connected. And he says that he's going to come back to you. And he says the time isn't right for you right now, but he's going to come back as another animal.
Oh, wow. I sure hope he does.
And he's sending you an awful lot of love. And you had a lot of love for him. And he's telling you that the career change that you make, he's going to be with you all the way.
Wow,
and he says it's going to be very good. But he says you have got a great, great, great sense of humor.
I do.
and he says he loved that about you.
Wow, that's great, because we often would share laughs. I mean, sometimes I would just look at him and I would just start laughing, because he had the demeanor of someone who was just, he was sort of like my straight man, and I was the setup guy.
You had a great relationship with your cat, you know, and animal lovers understand that. And sometimes our animals pull us through things that sometimes people can't. And what's so wonderful about our animals, we can tell them anything, and we do. Sometimes we talk to them more than we ever would do to another human. And he said you did a lot of this with him.
Yeah, I did. I did. I talked to him about, you know, a wide variety of
everything.
Subjects. Yeah.
Yeah, and he says he's not going to tell tittle-tattle on you. He's going to keep that. That was between the two of you. So he also has your sense of humor.
Wow. Sonia, I wanted to ask you a question, if I could. You said that... Pete said he'd be coming back to Tim at some point. How does that work? Animals can come back?
They reincarnate just like people do. And often it's interesting because, you know, I meet many people who say, I know my animal has come back in another physical form. And it's like having their old cat or their dog back, the one that they had in the past, all over again. And they say, have the same characteristics. And so that happens. And I had that incredible experience. I had a ridgeback, two ridgebacks, and one had to be put to sleep. And he was always a fabulous, fabulous dog. And when he had to be put to sleep, I broke my heart like everybody does, because we never get over our animals when they leave us. And I live with 11 animals, and they're all rescue animals. And one day someone, one of my neighbors knocked on the door and had this little chihuahua. She said, is this your dog? And I looked and I said, Marlene, you know that's not my dog. Where did you find him? And she said, well, he was thrown out of a car, but I can't keep him. So I said, well, give him to me then. And she put him into my arms. And my daughter came the next day and she said, Mum, that's Brew. You've got Brew back. And I laughed and I said, well, it is a possibility. And didn't take too much notice. And a week later, this chihuahua with a ridge back, they have a ridge right down their backs. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Mm-mm. And he had this dark ridge of hair appear with a curl on the top, identical to my ridgeback's ridge. And then after I started to get to really know him. He is so much like my old ridgeback that I know it's him reincarnated. Hmm. There's so many characteristics that are the same. So, yes, I believe that animals do come back to us, and Pete wants to come back again. And you will be reunited again.
It's amazing. Hmm. Sonia, I have to ask, you must talk with people who from time to time are really skeptical about, you know, about your ability to...
Of course.
What do you tend to say to people?
Well, what I say is that everyone is so different. And because you're not experiencing it doesn't mean to say I'm not. And it really is happening to me. And the people that are skeptical are usually the people that just believe with just a physical body and nothing else, and they can't understand anything that isn't, they can't see with the physical eye or can't hear with the way we hear, you know, on the physical level. So it is believable that they're skeptical. I can understand that, because they're skeptics, because they're, you know, they don't experience it, but so many people do.
Hmm. Have you had this special connection with animals as long as you can remember, or is it something that developed?
Well,
you?
I was born with it. And as a little girl, I was born with a severe hearing loss. And my grandmother was extremely clairvoyant. And I didn't start speaking until I was about 3 years old, and that's quite late. And my mother was concerned about it. But I was talking to animals before I spoke to people, and they could always hear me. And I always thought, when I was small, that everybody could do what I was doing. And when my parents would roll their eyes and say, oh, her vivid imagination, when I said, well, the cat's telling me this or the dog's telling me that. And I thought the imagination was the other world that I lived in and I could see into, not realizing that, you know, they didn't hear or see what I could hear and see. Hmm. So I was born with that ability.
One of the things that's always so amazing about watching your show and, you know, listening to you do this reading right now of Tim's cat is how quick you are. You sort of plug in immediately.
Yeah, it's like I go to another level of consciousness, and it's suddenly I just feel and sense the animal around me. And then I start to use my feelings and my senses, and I'm just on a different level completely. And it does happen quickly, you know. It happens very quickly, and some animals are more chatty than others. And some people understand how the animal's language works better than other people. You know, a lot of people will say to me, why don't you know they're a he or a she? Because they don't know that. So you have to be, I become a cat when I speak to a cat. I become a dog because I have to experience it from his level, from his physical form. So you have to really think like an animal.
Sonia, could we ask you to do another reading? We have somebody else.
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much. We have somebody else here, Veronica, who wants, I think you have a photo of her dog, Lucy.
Is it the black little sweet dog here, Lucy?
Yes, that's Lucy.
And it's Lucy as a puppy.
Yes.
And as I'll just explain how I feel because I've got this beautiful picture. And Lucy is here. And I start to sort of sense and feel with her. So I come off talking to you and I start to sense and feel. Who is it that walks her?
Mostly my grandfather and my mother. They both take her on
different
walks. Because
she loves that. And she's like, she enjoys her walks very much so. How old is she? She wants to know because she's her age. So she's asking me. She said she's been here a little while. How old is she?
She is about 4 years old, I think.
Okay, so I'm going to tell her she's going to be here a lot longer. And where's the little dog that she sees sometimes?
I don't know.
Or the cat that's been around her.
Well, there are two cats that share
okay,
the home.
Okay, because it's the cat. Okay, because I'm getting a smaller animal and the two cats. Because they're coming in, and I'll just apologize to Lucy and just tell her that I just have to speak to the puss cats a minute too, and I'll come back to her. When did one of them have a change of dish or a different dish? Or you use one of your dishes sometimes?
That's exactly it. Yeah, we've been using these little porcelain dishes of a friend that we sometimes put up so the dog doesn't get it, and we sometimes put down.
They love them. Can they have them all the time?
They're very a little
pretty,
fancy.
They said. Yeah, they love them. They said, could they have those all the time? What can I tell them?
Well, I think we could arrange that. Yeah.
Okay, let me tell them that. Very posh dishes, aren't they?
Very. They're from Japan.
I got a feeling of feeling, oh, these are really fantastic. We love eating from them. And thank you for doing that. And Lucy says she doesn't mind what she eats from. She said she's a good eater.
Yeah.
She wants to know, will you be having another dog?
You know, we have been talking, my mother, about getting another dog. Yeah, but we're not sure if Lucy would like another dog.
She says she wants to know when, and would it be smaller than her if you got one?
That's funny, because that's the exact question we've been asking. If we get a new dog, does it have to be smaller than Lucy? Because Lucy's kind of shy.
Yeah, she knows that, and she says she'd give you the answer right now. Yes.
It should be smaller.
She'd like it to be smaller. And when's it coming, she wants to know, because you've been thinking about it for too long and you haven't done it yet. So will it look like her and be smaller? I'll tell her. And could she choose it?
Could she choose it?
I'll tell her that if you go for one, maybe you could take her with you.
Yeah, she could certainly meet it.
Yeah, she'd like to do that, she says. But these animals are very sort of happy, all of them. So they, you know, they're really, really like, they have a good life.
Hmm.
They have a good life, and they're very contented.
Oh, good.
Sonia, this is Anne. Could we say goodbye to the animals now? Could you tell them thank you very much for talking with us?
Let me thank them all and thank their human companions. If they think of anything else, they'll come in.
All right. Veronica Rickard and Tim Harmston, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, thanks to Pete and Lucy also.
Thank you.
Sounds like kind of a subtext of all of this is believe. Yeah. I mean, believe the voice, believe the images, the small things that we tend to dismiss.
Yeah, we dismiss them. And it's so subtle, the animal's language, that we don't trust it. You know, it's like we don't trust our intuition. And when we don't do that, things go wrong for us. You know, we have everything within ourselves to know what really to tell us, to teach us, you know, but we don't listen to our inner voice. And we need to learn to listen to that more.
Sonia Fitzpatrick can be seen on The Pet Psychic, airing on Animal Planet. She's also the author of a book called What the Animals Tell Me.